think you got the best of me. Think you've had the last laugh. Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down. Think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill
Gaming the Vessel Encore Suite with Martin Grubb. A 7-2 win, comfortable in the end. First period was close, but after that it was all Sharks.
Yeah, I think first period was a little bit scrappy, a little bit low on quality compared to what the two teams usually serve up. Bomber took his goal, another baseball swing, and we go one goal down when we felt we were a little bit on top at that stage. We obviously get the goal back and it goes in at 1-1, but like you say, I think second or third period we asked the guys to put a bit more pressure on the short D that the Stars had, and obviously we've got one game weekend, we knew we had nothing to save it for. You guys go in the derby tomorrow, so it allowed us to play a little bit more high tempo, a little bit more pressure, and it certainly paid off for us, and yeah, it probably was comfortable and deserved in the end.
You've got the man up front there, Bowie, he's really racking up those goals for you.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm honest, I don't think he played particularly great tonight. I think he popped up and done his job in terms of being in the right place at the right time. I think he's scored two nice goals. I gave him a right hard time about the penalty shot. I don't know what he was trying to do. Credit to Mark for saving it, but it was a poor penalty shot. But, you know, you can't take anything away from Ian. He's come in. We gave him the opportunity to come back, knuckle down, play his hockey. We gave him a little bit of fire in his belly in terms of proving people wrong, and you know he's done that, and he's slotted in back into the room pretty well. So as I keep saying it week on week, it's okay producing in short spells, but you've got to do it over a long season, and hopefully that kind of rich vein of form he's in continues.
Well, it's given you yet another win, and you're topping the cup table there. In a lot of respects though, the cup competition is proven to be a bit of a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously every team goes in and they want to win every game they're involved in. However, I think the thing for me is that we just seem to play the same teams constantly. It's obviously ourselves, Billingham, Blackburn. We've got a nice enough rivalry and we see enough each other in the league that there's a little bit of distraction. It doesn't help. And for us, touch wood, we're okay. We've not really had massive injuries, but I know obviously Billingham coming short again tonight, missing a few key guys, and it does provide a distraction. And we're just trying to keep our consistency, keep doing what we try and do. We had a terrible third period last week, so we knew we were coming in tonight to try and right the wrongs. And you know, I'm sure between the two teams will certainly be better hockey games, but it's going to move on for us now and again move on for Billingham and another weekend's next week.
Well, you've probably really glad to hear that you've got a night off tomorrow, and with the number of games we've got to play this season, that must be a bit of comfort.
Yeah, I think the boys are happy. They'll get a much needed rest and a bit of a night out and a bit of a bonding session. Myself, yeah, it's always nice to have them, and I think we get one game weekend this week, one game weekend next week, and then we're really busy up until the championships come here in December. So certainly with the amount of games, like you say, kind of we'll take the rest and the break where we can and recuperate, recover, come back next week and do it all over again.
Well, I'm sure it won't be too long till we see you again.
Given
all the games that we've got against each other while this cup competition still goes on. But until then, good luck, and we'll see you again.
I'd come back swinging. You tried to break me, but you see what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Post game with director of coaching Terry Ward after a 7-2 defeat at the hands of Solway in the cup. Not really reflective of the game, but it is another defeat on the road.
Yeah, it is a defeat on the road, Carol. We started the game very well. We played really well in the first period. Second period, we were at the wrong end of some calls that maybe shouldn't have been, but you know, we can't dwell on that. You know, they got a couple of power play goals, given that go-ahead lead. And then from then on we were chasing the game, but to be fair, I don't think the score reflected the game at all, but you know, because we were in the game all the time.
We were in the game for long stretches, but we've come up against a man on fire, Bowie, with a hat-trick there.
Yeah, Bowie, you know, you can't give Bowie any room whatsoever. You know, he's got a great shot and he uses it very, very well. You know, he scored a few tonight, you know, from a distance as well, so he's a very good goal scorer.
We've got to take some positives out of tonight, though, because we've got a huge game coming up tomorrow. And let's face it, the guys have fought much harder than potentially they did last week, and they did look a lot better for long periods of time.
Yeah, we did. We looked. I thought we were in the game quite a lot tonight. Unfortunately, the score doesn't reflect that. But we've got to get our group together again tomorrow. We've got our local derby tomorrow. We've got to give everything we can in that derby.
We're still short on some players, though, but we've had a couple back, and it has made a bit of a difference.
It does make a difference when you get experienced players back. You know, it's the experienced ones that are missing. We've still got some missing, some experienced players missing. Hopefully, the next few weeks we'll be starting to get them back, and we'll start changing the results around.
Well, there's nothing better than a local derby to really motivate the guys. It's coming up. It's the big one tomorrow, and everything's going to be laid out on the ice tomorrow.
Yeah, we can't leave nothing in the dressing room tomorrow. It's all got to be done on the ice. You know, everybody's got to give 100%, and we'll see where we go from there.
Right, well, we turn up tomorrow, and we give the Warriors what for.
Absolutely, Carol.
Thank you.
Take care.
Break me, but you see what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Post game with Captain Michael Elder after a narrow 4-3 defeat to the Warriors. Well, we were up in that one, two periods, and somehow we've managed to come out on the end of another defeat.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's not much we can say about it. We were 3-1 up, and we've lost 4-3. Warriors came out ready for the third period, and we didn't. We knew we were in a. We got ourselves an opportunity to get 2 points tonight and get our season back on track. And unfortunately, again, we've let it slip, and it's not acceptable. And I think it tells by the way the reaction in the training room. Everyone's gutted, but no one's going to feel sorry for us. We've got to get up and go again. Unfortunately, and it's not going to get any easier. That we're obviously Steel Dogs next weekend, and I mean teams in this league are good, really, really good. We've just got to come down training and go again, unfortunately.
So we've managed to have the measure of the Warriors for two periods, but as you say, that last period they were at the races and we really weren't. What is it about our last period performances recently?
I wish I knew. We seem to, for some reason, we come out fast and we start flat every period. I mean, we came out the second period, we knew exactly what the game plan was, and the Warriors aren't a pretty team, but what they do is they do it well, and they capitalise well on their opportunities. Obviously came out in the second period, suddenly within 2 minutes they pulled the goal back. Not the ideal start. Obviously we then got 3-1 and we felt ourselves getting back into the game, and the tides were on our side. Suddenly we came on the third flat again, and the Warriors just came out and they deserved it. I hate to say it, but they deserved that third period win, 2-0, and they took the goal, 4-3 win.
So it's done, it's gone, we can't do anything about it now. We really need to get our season started, and we need to find some morale and some confidence from somewhere. What do we need to do?
Well, it's got to come from within it's got to come from with us. There's no one else going to do it for us, unfortunately. We have to find a way. Other teams have been in this position before throughout the world, and they've found a way. It's now for us time. We've got to find a way to get that win, and hopefully it'll settle our season down and we can get a good run of games together.
The belief has to still be there in the dressing room, though, and I guess it's up to you guys as the captain group, if you like, to lift that morale somehow.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've got a good core of players that have been around for a few years. We haven't been in this position, I say that, but we've been around, and we've been around hockey a long time. We've got to find something from somewhere, whether that be anything. We will find it. It will come, unfortunately, it just hasn't come yet.
Right, well, we dust ourselves off. We go again next week. We've got the Steel Dogs, but it's on our own ice. We've just got to make sure that we're picking those points up at home.
Oh, absolutely. That was one thing I said in the change room at the end of the game. I mean, you don't mind going away playing teams and losing one goal here and there if it's out of your rink, but you can't be losing 4-3 games in your own rink. And being 3-1 up, it was a position that we had. We would love to have had in every game 3-1 up. We need to know how to defend a lead, and especially in this building here.
Right, well, we do go again next week. The fans will get behind the lads as ever, and we just have to go with it.
Absolutely. I know it's frustrating for the fans as well. It's even more frustrating for us playing. We obviously a lot of lads give up a lot of time, and we appreciate all the fans coming down. It wouldn't be the same without you, but we'll get that win sometime.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Mike. Yeah, I know it's tough after such a heartbreaking game.
Thank you.
I, just leave myself inside, when it doesn't kill